Hello, Jackie. Welcome to the programme.
Hello, Pat. How are you?
Not bad at all. Now, listen, Dublin City Council recently launched a much-anticipated Finglas Heritage Trail. The Lord Mayor, Naois Murray, conducted the launch, and it happened recently, like I said, on Seamus Ennis Road. Tell me a little bit about this, Jackie.
Yes, the Lord Mayor joined us to launch the Finglas Heritage Trail out in Finglas. What it is a trail of 14 heritage sites throughout Finglas, mainly centred around Finglas Village. And he joined us along with Samantha Labrary to kick off the launch of that, as you say, much anticipated trail that locals have been speaking about, I suppose, for many years. And Dublin City Council have been conducting historical walks through Finglas for the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Samantha Labrary recently wrote a book on it, I believe, did she, on Finglas?
She did. Samantha Labrary wrote a book called The People's Portrait, and it was about ordinary folk out in Finglas and their connections. And I suppose Finglas really has a great sense of community. So there is a lot of history there and a lot of famous people, including Bono from Finglas.
Ah, now, come on. Jackie, Bono claims he's from Ballymun.
He's Finglas. It's Glasnevin, it's between.
At times he's a Ballymun man, and at other times he's a Finglas man, depending on whatever mood he's in. Anyway, look, forget about Bono for the moment. I know he's in the news, but maybe we'll talk about him another day as a native of Finglas. But The Dublin City Council is offering scheduled walking tours along the Heritage Trail throughout the year. Tell me about this, Jackie.
We are. Well, the way we designed the tour, I suppose, we designed the tour that we have an information map and guide. So anybody themselves can take themselves around the route and the 14 locations, or any of the locations, because it would take about an hour and a half to 2 hours to do all the locations in detail. And one of our locations is St. Canice's Graveyard. And a lot of people with an interest in that, when they go into a graveyard, they tend to get lost and spend a lot of time there. So as I said, you can take yourself around the route at your leisure, or Dublin City Council, we do conduct at least 4 walking tours during the summer months around that route, and we hope to build on that now with the signs in place. What we're really going to concentrate on is local school children, and we're going to get a lot of these school children out from September on, each 5th and 6th class doing this heritage trail around Finglas, to support and combine local history with education.
Okay, well, we'll just talk a little bit briefly about some of the sites that the walk takes in. There's a Viking burial site in Finglas that I didn't know about, Jackie. Whereabouts is that?
That's right. In recent years, back in 2007, they were building a couple of new complexes around Finglas Village, apartment complexes, and there had to be an archaeologist report and survey done before building or anything like that commenced. And during this time, they found the Viking burial site, which is just off Church Street in Finglas Village, the far side of the footbridge. And what they found there, the excavations which took place, it was actually back as far as 2004, uncovered a shallow grave. And when they uncovered it, they found an incomplete skeleton of a female Viking, which they reckon she would have been aged between 25 and 35 at the time.
Right.
And there was a number of brooches found, and those brooches are on display in the National Museum as we speak.
Okay, and does that tell us, Jackie, that there was a Viking settlement in Finglas at one stage? Is that where we're
It does. That's what that would bring us back to. That I suppose Finglas, its name is really Fionn Glas and means clear stream, and it was the site of one of the most important early Christian monasteries in Ireland. It was founded back as far as 560 AD, but it would also tell us that there was a Viking settlement around the village as well.
Okay.
The Viking influence is still recalled, I suppose, in the Norse black raven crest, which symbolises Finglas. And in 1171, the army of King Henry II arrived in Finglas.
Right.
So there's quite a bit of history.
Yeah, there's also, from my recollections with regard to history of Finglas also, there's a, whether it be true or not, or it could be just fanciful myth, but there's a story that Brian Boru's body was taken back through, the cortege went back through Finglas on its way back to to Munster after the Battle of Clontarf. Now, whether that's a historical fact or not, I don't know, but there is that story anyway. So there's another bit of Finglas history to go on.
That's okay. It. And what we find a lot in the Heritage Walks and in Heritage Week, National Heritage Week, we always have the famous Pat Liddy, the Dublin historian, out to walks. And as you walk the trail with the local peoples, there's more and more stories added in from point to point, you know, and it's really interesting to listen to those.
Yeah. So Jackie, how long was this whole heritage trail in the planning by the council?
It was back in May 2011. Dublin City Council were looking at a public realm plan for Finglas Village, and during us, I suppose, choosing the areas that were identified as to what we should focus on, one of the areas identified was to continue to protect and promote heritage in Finglas, because local people were full aware of the heritage that was around the area. And as part of that, we designed not only doing the heritage walks, but to develop a signed heritage trail with a map and guide that people could take themselves around it as well at their leisure. And as I said, also to combine that with local school history. So we're about 2 years or so working on it now, and we worked in conjunction with the Finglas Historical Society, the Finglas Tidy Towns, and local businesses and other key stakeholders, I suppose, to get a feel for what should, because there's so much history there, you know, with pinpointing the key locations and sticking to a route, which was the hardest part, really.
Yeah. Are any of the tours being conducted with guides? Did you mention that some of the tours will be?
There is a local guide. What we did through the Fingal Centre was that last year we engaged a local worker to be trained up as a tour guide, and she has carried out many courses down in the Glasnevin Museum, and she's been trained up, and she's going to work in conjunction with the Finglas Historical Society, and they will be getting the walks off the ground over the coming months, particularly in the summer months.
Okay, have to ask you an important question in that regard. Are the tours free, or will there be a charge for anybody who wishes to undertake them?
At this moment in time, we're kicking off the trail this year. The tours will be free. We're going to run them free for the rest of the summer when we are running tours, and then we'll look at it again later on in the year. What we might do is maybe a nominal charge or a donation, and any money that is made on it will only be used to continue essential maintenance on the sites as required and things like that.
Great stuff. Well, Jackie, it sounds very interesting. I may take up one of the tours myself as part of what we do here in Near FM for the history series, which we could probably do, record, go around the on the tour and record the whole thing for a future programme. Okay. For anybody who wants to get in touch with you with regard to the tours, how can they do so?
They can contact us directly through Dublin City Council, the Finglas Area Office, and the number there is 222-5400. And we will have information also on the Dublin City Council website in relation to the trail and the tours.
Okay, that's great, Jackie. Thanks very much for talking to me this morning. Thank you. And the best of luck with the Heritage Trail.